see, baby, I've been thinking about it, yeah. And I've been wanting to get next to you, baby. You see, sometime I fool my arms, I say,
what's up, man? How you doing? I'm just cool. Hey, Sue, how you doing today? A couple hours later, a couple more beers in.
I could come back to the room to get showered and get ready to go out again.
Put on your third outfit of the day.
Are you right? He's the third one today. I just can't find Katsu's server. I don't know what I've done. It disappeared. Maybe he's thrown me off it.
His Discord server's disappeared?
Yeah. I've got messaging, but I can't find his server. I don't know what he's done. Banned me, probably. You're right, crazy.
Hello, Sue. Are you having fun? Are you getting pissed again today?
I'm going to be a good girl today. I've had two beers and I've had a cocktail.
But are you having fun?
I am. I don't want to go home.
That's the best thing. That's what I wanted to hear.
Oh, thank you, sweet. He sent me another invite, but he obviously didn't throw me off. I've obviously deleted it by accident. When you're on the beach, you can't see, so you're pressing things. It's back again. Oh my God, I can't get rid of this picture now. Says you sausage on the number plate.
It says sausage on his nameplate?
Yeah, on the number plate. When I was in London the other day, someone sent it to me. It says U, the letter U, and then sausage. It's like 5AU, 5AD, but it looks like you've sausage. Right, I'm just listening while I'm showering, all right, love?
All right. I think I'm going to have to go to the food store later today.
It's not a very bad thing.
Well, no, but I mean... My nephew's been smoking joints with me. It's like, dude, buy your own weed. Because I'm like, going to run out, and crazy lady running out of weed is not a good thing.
All right, yeah, no.
Especially when the Brommers, like, here lately, the Brommer, like, has been shifting, like, a lot.
All right.
And it hurts my body when it does that.
Yeah, I can imagine. And weed helps with that. Definitely.
Oh, hell yeah. Definitely have to get some more blunt wraps. Oh, wait, Johnny is supposed to come see Ross today. He always brings me weed, but I don't have to go. Did I tell you that Neil Young is going to be playing here at the Gorge?
Neil Young, that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
That'd be a really good concert.
He just announced it. Yeah. We actually got some pretty good, decent ones going on. Besides the EDM ones.
Hey, Void, how you doing?
You can machine gun crawl all you want to. It's not giving me going any faster for it.
He's really crawling, dude.
Yeah, you know the machine gun crawl.
Yeah. Wait, you want food?
No, he's got food down. He always has food down. I think he wants me to go with him outside. I'm thinking that's what he wants.
How is the weather out here?
It's warming up. We had a little bit of a cold snap, but it's sunny skies, of course. Yeah. I got less than a month for our first concert, so it's game time for everybody.
Making sure everything works and everything's clean and
yeah, everything's set up. Yep. Yep. What they want built this year, you know, it's getting built, and they've been changing a lot of stuff around here for the better, you know.
Right.
Yeah, which is cool. I guess they're going to be putting in permanent bathrooms instead of the porta potties eventually. Yeah, I mean, I think they're still going to have, like, porta-potties, like, throughout the campground, but I think up the pivot, they're going to be putting, like, for real flushing toilets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Ross, I said, yeah, they're still going to have someone babysit those because, you know, you just have to because people,
right. Yeah, people
are dumb. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have somebody in there cleaning it like every hour or so. That usually keeps people from tearing it up too bad.
Yep. My mom, well, that's my mom, she runs the showers in general campground. She takes the money and, you know. Visits everyone. Yeah, usually around 9 o'clock I take her dog up to her. They're a little too weeny and they hang out there. It's cool though. So how is your herd of children doing today?
Yeah, they're doing alright. Hanging around.
They're almost out of school, aren't they?
A couple months. Yeah.
Mm. Oh yeah, yours go to a private Christian school, don't they?
Yeah, it's just a private school. It's not really Christian.
Oh.
Go, Mary, and find the motion. She's been whining the last couple of days. Is that all?
What is he doing? Keep going. I really need to, like, I don't know, find somewhere or think he's a good person, which I don't see that ever, but I just see that man's car drive by and I just want to run out there and just beat him down. I know. But it makes it so hard to, you know, just anything.
Hey, Ellie.
Hey, Ellie.
Hey, Ellie. Aspen, get out of my room.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you today, Ellie?
Hello, Russell. Hello, crazy lady, and hello, lovely Sue. Good to see you
she's
over here.
She's in the shower.
Yeah, welcome, Ellie, to Russell's show. Let's just start with this. Yeah.
How have you been?
So, how is your, how everyone's doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Aspen, get out of my room.
Aspen, be a good girl.
Want to go outside? Go.
Oh, Aspen, my lord.
Look, go on, boy.
Don't be messing in my room.
Oh, she's gonna mess, Dad. Like you don't know the child. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Maybe Tori has. You're looking.
Well, how are you, crazy lady? How was your day?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Yeah, my day's just kind of starting. I didn't get out of bed when boss left for work. I just kind of like been lounging.
Well, that's a good time to smoke some weed then.
Yep, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah,
alright, let's just love for Jennifer.
No, it's not
how
mine. I'm doing alright.
It's cover.
I got to kill a kid.
Got that.
Yeah, I've just been busy. A couple of days, and
yeah,
so I was pretty tired, so I couldn't come to any shows.
Aww.
I'm glad you're back. Yeah. Hanging around.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're safe.
But actually, I've had fun. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. That's good that you're out there. That's good.
Yeah. Actually, I just found this new friend. I mean, he just reminded me of my high school time, you know, like, we were just messing around about, like, at the class, you know, making jokes with professors. So we were just really having fun, you know. I feel like that's like a high school girl.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Hello, William. Welcome to Ross Show. Hosting by
Elton. Hi, William.
Hey, who William?
Mr. O'Connor.
Yeah, Mr. O'Connor.
You are free to call in.
Come on up here, just, Mr. O'Connor.
Yeah, feel free to call in, William.
Just your honor to be on Russell's panel.
Just taking over Russell's show. Okay.
Yeah. Feel free to call in.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah. Is it sunny, Spain? Well, Sue might be busy.
Yeah, she's in the shower.
She's taking a shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sunny where she's at. It's a really sunny, warm day. She's been at the beach all day. She just got back to her room. Yeah. She's showering and
she's in Spain.
We're gonna go party hardy.
Yeah. The rain in Spain.
Y'all talk to the truth, man. I gotta go get this kid.
So now that me and Ellie have control of the show. Wow.
Susie, where are you? I missed talking to you. I guess it's been a time, you know, I haven't talked to her.
Good, Sue?
Yeah. You know, yeah. We usually talk together almost every day. She's on a journey, so I just, you know, want to let her having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand how a 60-year-old man can't hang up a bloody towel after he uses it one time.
I send you an invite, will you?
Crazy lady, you know, most of the men never grow up.
Well, I mean, the towel's not dirty after you dry off with it one time. It's not dirty. You can use it again.
Yeah, presumably you're a clean body, right?
Yeah. Well, if you just got out of the shower, yeah.
I mean, you would assume, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Apparently, that's not the case.
You sound tired, Ross. Is everything okay with you?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
100%.
I'm good. I'm just high.
Yeah.
I'm just high.
Yeah.
I just smoked a little too much weed already this morning. It's not my fault.
I got you.
That's a fallacy. There's no such thing.
Yeah.
Too much weed.
Maybe that definition, that compliment can cheers you up, Ross. You are a very wonderful father.
Jesus. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no, there's no such thing as smoking too much weed. I'm still smoking.
It's all right. Have fun. Hello, Todd. Welcome to our show, co-hosting by Ellie Dolphin and Crazy Lady. So, Crazy Lady. Oh, hello, Paul. How are you doing, my friend?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Paul. Good talk.
Good talk. Right?
There's William. Hey, William O'Connor.
Hello, William. Line. Welcome to Rockville Panel.
Very good. Very good. Hi, everyone.
Hosted by Ellie.
Hi.
Crazy Lady.
I actually checked in because I actually have an apology to say to Paul G. Paul G, you listening still?
Yeah, I'm here.
I made a terrible joke about reservations and sending you guys luggage, and I apologize for that.
What was that joke? If it's okay.
Huh?
I said, well, that's big of you, bro.
He said, that's big of you.
He's big of you.
It was a joke in very bad taste. I was trying to copy that dude, Sam Kinison, right? And it was about the famine in Africa. And the dude said, send them luggage, let them move, you know? Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, that's good, man.
But,
that's good.
Hello, Sue. How are you, love? Good to see you again.
Apologize.
It's all right. It's people have been dealing with the deviousness of white people for years, dude. It's all right.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't want to interrupt Russ. I'm doing great, Sue. Good to see you again. Are you having fun there?
Love it. Absolutely.
Ah,
love
good.
It.
Yeah.
I tell you.
How many times did you say how you're doing to guys there?
Oh, don't.
How you doing?
I'm being ego.
How you doing?
How you doing?
She will wipe up man.
She will wipe up
on man. Trying to screw up her money. Yeah, some gigolo. Honest guy.
William, did you know that Sue's got a very beautiful feet?
Oh, actually, I could put it. Can I put my picture on Russ's show to show you how burnt I am?
Yeah, sure. We'd love to see you.
I look like a beetroot.
Oh.
Are those the pieces that haven't been replaced?
You're almost grilled.
I'm so good.
Yeah.
So, well, you're lucky that you're able to go out in the sun like that. Don't you put like lotion and stuff on?
No, I've been going on tanning beds for 3 months, so I didn't go.
Oh my God.
I've only been out in it for 3 hours this morning. That was all.
You got some hypnotic blue eyes, Sue. You oh my
lovely
goodness.
Ah, you bastard, William.
Oh my goodness. You got some Viking in you, Sue.
Holy shit.
I got some
Holy shit.
Look how.
Yeah. Wow, boy. Wow.
William, maybe you should ask her. William, maybe you should ask her how she's doing. Right?
I thought, William,
you guys say. How you doing?
Exactly.
Stop it, Russell. Stop it.
No. Me and Sue are like a Harry met Sally thing. You know what I mean? They wait years before they hook up.
Oh, my God. Do you have a few moments to Russ show closing by laughing?
Fuck you.
Harry Belafonte? What'd you say?
Say fuck you.
Harry Belafonte.
I fuck you.
She didn't say I'll fuck you. She said hi fork you. She's letting you know. She's letting you know. Don't get excited.
You know those Brits. You know those English. They first had the Roman influence, right? You know, the Romans and, you know, that were there. And then the Vikings came, and those blue eyes on Sue. Oh my goodness, she's like ready to go to Nirvana or something with the Vikings.
Hey Sue, I sent you something in Discord. I forgot to put my sun stuff on my face the other day before I took Jake for a walk, and that is what happened.
Okay.
It turned off a little bit.
William, are you still zooming in the picture of Sue?
Oh, wow. What was that?
Oh, no. I scrolled past it, but I'll go back.
I can read people's minds. Yeah,
I see a little welcher around those eyes.
Oh my God, you didn't do that, Russell. Russ,
no.
Never call an Englishman a Welsh.
Yeah, and you have a Welsh very
Englishman.
I know.
That's like fighting words,
bro. I know.
Sue, you have a very fucking beautiful blue eyes. Good for you.
I went to Wales once, right? I was on a train trip. Mm-hmm. This is back in like the 80s, the early 80s, right? I was on a train trip to get to Ireland, and I somehow went through Wales, and I had a little layover there, right? And I get off the train, and I walk into this pub, right? And son of a bitch, all those Welshmen, they all started speaking some foreign language to me, you know?
It's called Gaelic. It's Welsh.
It's Welsh. It's not even Gaelic.
Yeah, it's Welsh.
Susan, do you know the meaning of harlot? Yes. Yeah, I've just learned it. Yeah.
Harlot? Like, yeah. Harlot.
Yeah. It's just something like Arctic language. It means prostitute, or, you know, like a bitch.
Right.
Yeah. I like that, but, you know, harlot, yeah.
How is a hairbrush?
Yeah.
It's not a great name, boy. It's not a great map.
Let me search it on Urban Dictionary. Why not?
Well, a harlot, I would assume. I don't
come
know.
In.
I don't assume.
Come on.
Yeah, that was. That's beach trash.
Good, Sam. I've not opened up the door yet and give you your morning treats, buddy.
Negative.
Poor puppy.
What's for dinner tonight, Sue? You going to the Tapas Bar?
We're going to the Neptune Bar, which is out of the television series Benidorm. And it's a karaoke bar and live act.
Oh, you know my favorite song, so go ahead and sing them.
Down to the Chippewa.
The legend lives. You'd be fine at karaoke.
Crazy lady, are you there?
Yeah.
I'm just going to ask you a question, a random question. Okay. Do you have the guts, or are you, like, brave enough to get rid of your artwork because you don't like it sometimes?
Oh, yeah, I'm ripping up pages all the time.
You drew that seagull?
Yeah, because that's a good sign.
Yes, I did.
That's very a good nice. Sign if you are brave enough.
He looks astounded a little bit. He looks like he's up, surprised by something.
Does he?
Yeah.
He's like.
Yeah, later, Sue, I think she maybe got a phone call.
Oh, yeah, that's not that first one I drew. I drew another one and I colored, but I think that was for a friend of mine. She liked it, so I gave it to her.
How about you, Ross?
Do I do what? I don't really draw.
I mean, are you just brave enough to throw your, for example, something that you created, but because you don't like it, so you have the guard to throw it away.
Oh yeah.
You have the guard, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've done that before.
But yeah, it just requires much courage, you know, to get rid of your handmade, you know, work, artwork, whatever, you know, could be even digital form.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I do it on, like, writings and stuff like that. You know, I'll put this type of way out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I do love writing journals or stories.
Yeah.
I've got a 4-page freaking paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
Stop it.
I mean, it was, yeah. I guess it was a good paper, but I totally redid it.
Yeah. I used to write, you know, like romantic stories with some kind of, I can say, how can I say?
Risky.
Sexy sentence. Yeah, sexy sentence. Uh-huh. That all my classmates, you know, love that.
A bit like the other books.
Yeah.
Harlot and romance.
Yeah. Women love it, actually, because women usually get stimulated by listening.
No, I'd rather be playing.
Yeah, I read one for you, Sue, if you like. Yeah. Yeah, I know English very well, you know.
Mm-hmm. I've got to put my fan in. They won't put the air on yet. It's ridiculous.
I used to enjoy like restoring furniture, you know, like old furniture, and like fixing it up. And
what's that got to do with sex? And
I also restore human beings, Sue. So, and if you're a project, you know, I got some experience.
Yeah, I'm a bit like an old sofa girl, and stuffing every now and again.
Oh, welcome to the Ross Show.
I'm not an upholsterer.
Yeah.
I don't claim a upholsterer.
Nikki.
Aspen, stop it.
So, William, how old are you now?
Oh my goodness, I'm getting way. Why do we want to know this, Ellie?
He's getting older 64.
Than
64. Almost in your 60. So, I mean, were you kind of like a nutty guy or kind of like player?
No.
Back in the day?
60. I'm 60.
Back in the day. Back in the day, did you have that pimp juice?
I own the 90s.
No, you don't, Bill. I was there before you, mate.
And how did you start to, you know, like how was your strategy to pick up a line for a woman that time?
How you doing?
Yeah,
that's the one that works for me.
Yeah. How about you, Billy? I mean, William.
You know, I'd take my time, right? And I'd scope it out, right? I'd scope her. Let's see, like, I try to take in what her situation was with her group. You know what I mean? Was she able to be called, you know? Could I call her out of the group, you know?
Mm-hmm. Let's just imagine that you were in a pub.
How you doing?
And you see...
So you separate your victim from the rest of the herd.
That's exactly what you do, crazy. You find the weakest link in there, and you pounce.
You're very intuitive up there, crazy. That's it. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And if she ain't too great looking at the beginning of the night, she'll look perfect by then. So, you know, it don't matter.
Right?
Put your bag over it.
No, just drink a few more beers than you used to. That's all you gotta do. Take a few more shots, you know, when you get there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going, guys. See you later.
All right.
Okay, have fun.
So, happy vacation. Happy vacation. Enjoy
Neptune.
Bye. See you soon.
Bye. Magic. Yep,
you little bloody head
back
off
on you, bro.
Hey, don't be dancing with that broke arm. Suit. Your luck.
She broke her arm.
I know her shoulder dislocated on her.
Yeah, dislocated, but she's feeling better now. Absolutely.
Oh, the poor kid.
Yeah, she'll be alright. She's bionic.
Hey, I hear some news about those Maple Leafs, Ellie. They're doing okay.
The Maple Leafs?
Sick. Oh, you're not the Maple Leaf fan?
I know the meaning of maple in every dictionary.
Oh, no.
Ellie's not.
Oh, that's Bella. That's Bella.
I don't know what we're talking about, but I know it's a Canadian thing.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But if you want, you know, like, if you want me to ask, you know, like, to explain it, I can do it for you. William?
No.
No?
Really?
I just catch up.
I'm curious.
I just catch up to the news, you know?
No, I'm curious. What's a Maple Leaf? What's going on with the Maple Leaf in the Urban Dictionary?
What's a Maple Leaf? It's a team. It's one of the original six hockey teams. That's why, outside of normal, when he went into that fact about who won so many Stanley Cups, there were only six teams in the league for 40 years.
All right. But still,
it was little.
I want to know it. No, I want to know what Maple Leaf. Damn, William. I want to know what Maple Leaf is in the Urban Dictionary.
It's a
in the Urban Dictionary.
A maple leaf?
In an Urban Dictionary. Not a regular dictionary. The Urban Dictionary.
Good morning, Nick.
Ellie's special here. Ellie, what is a maple leaf in the Urban Dictionary? Ellie, you there? Just hang on. Ellie? Oh, this is awkward.
You're on. I can hear you, Russell. How's the homestead, crazy? Everything doing well at the homestead?
Yep, we're getting ready to kick off another awesome year of concerts.
Now, are these like charity concerts? Or are you charging money? What is it?
Well, I don't do anything. Live Nation, that's what they do. They do concerts. They make money.
Like, you sell tickets and stuff?
Well, usually they sell their tickets online. But we have camping with our venue. It's a outdoor venue.
You follow concerts. You follow this concert.
No.
Tour.
No. Google Gorge Amphitheater.
Why you don't run with stuff in your hands, you retarded Gumby?
That's
what that'd be a lesson.
They just announced Neil Young's gonna be playing here in July.
Really?
Yes. Let me find the call out sheet. We got Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, and John Mellencamp are going to be playing here on their Outlaw Tour thing. I think they're in August. Where's my chat?
Yeah, 380-year-olds. I think Neil, Bob.
No, Willie Nelson's in his 90s.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
Mellencamp. Mellencamp's cool. I like John Mellencamp.
Yeah. Blink-182's playing, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
They're in their
60s. Neil Young just got announced.
Oh, some likes Blink-182.
So it's like the senior citizen center at the venue this year.
And then we have Watershed, which is 4 days of country music. Here we go. Noah K. It's K-A-H-A-N. Kahan. Odessa, Blink-182. The 26th and 27th is Neil Young, and then Watershed, and they have like a whole bunch of different people for that.
Look at me now. I'm a lot like you.
Tyler Childers.
Childers, I guess. Childers.
Yes, Childers. They're playing here. Dave Matthews Band.
What state is this in?
Washington State.
The great state of Washington.
Oh, that's Washington.
If you type in Gorge Amphitheater, Washington State, we pop right up.
They're down there in George.
Yep. Which was founded by a guy named Charlie Brown. I kid you not.
You know, Neil Young, he was such a train enthusiast. He bought the Lionel toy.
Hello, sweet Angel.
Hey, sweetie.
Welcome to Russia.
Yeah, years ago.
By Ellie.
Yeah, casted by Ellie Dolphin. So, William, do you have driving license?
I do. I just got it renewed by mail. I just got it renewed by mail.
So what does choking hazard sign mean in a road?
Choking hazards?
Yeah.
A hazard?
There is no hazard with choking, my friend. Choke as much as you want.
No, choking hazard sign. What does it mean?
What? There might be an obstruction in the road if it's just a token. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong. Hey, tell me what a maple leaf is in Urban Dictionary.
Maple syrup. I said it's a cement. We call it maple. Maple syrup.
Yeah.
But it's Canadian, from a Canadian guy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's another name. It's another name for marijuana.
Could be. So, William, I mean, I'm afraid to talk about the choking hazard sign, but you have to know. You have to know. Just look it up in Urban Dictionary, please.
Yeah, what is a choking hazard sign?
Yeah, I'll run right out and get one, Ellie.
Yeah.
Oh, the Barnes and Noble's closed right by me. I'm sorry. I don't think I can get one.
There's so many laws in that statement, starting with he'll run. Anybody running? I don't even run no more, will you? Running.
Where that shit on one. Oh man, that's where it came out of. Now, crazy, when you go to these concerts, what do you say? You bring your RV and you camp out for a few days or something?
No, I
live at the venue. You really need to look it up on Google.
You sit at the venue?
Yeah, my husband works for the company Live Nation, and he's the head mechanic.
You just like walk over and walk home, huh?
Yeah, I'm right in the campground. We have camping with our venue.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the middle of nowhere, William, like literally. And when you come for a concert, usually most people, they come here to camp and they stay the whole weekend. And Monday morning, they usually go home. It's like, bye.
Oh, you must be on the east side of the mountains. Where it starts.
I'm in the desert part of Washington State.
It's like a farm right in the middle.
Yeah, I'm like right in the middle
of
Washington State in the desert part on the Basin Plateau. We're right above the Columbia River. We're like on the Columbia River. Much.
It sounds fantastic.
So that's your whole summer in a nutshell right now. You're going to all these concerts, huh?
Well, there's like, I am a raver, so the EDM festivals, you know, I'm all about that.
Well, what does EDM mean?
Electronic dance music.
Oh.
It's like house music. It's a, Yeah, my crowd, we dress up, you know, in costumes. We have flow toys,
That's when they give out all the ecstasy, right there, crazy?
Yeah, the rave crowd has been known for that. But I don't suggest bringing it in because we do have drug dogs and every vehicle gets searched now ever since that one guy, you know.
Hello, Shab. Welcome to Russell's show, co-hosting by Ellie Dolphin. Idiot.
What happened to the one guy? He got caught or something, or did he go crazy?
Yeah. No, I don't know exactly what happened, and I can't really talk about it because he's going to be going to court. But we had a shooting here last year.
What's that shit?
And it was an isolated incident, and yeah. And like I mentioned, getting sued, but check it out. Dude got kicked out, and
Yeah, it's just. Oh, they got to be very concerned about that. You know, dudes bringing or people.
Well, yeah, that's why. That's why. See, before they would just like the dogs. If the dog's allergic to your car, then they would search it. But now, check it out. Everybody gets searched. Every car, those dogs are going to go through. You know, looking for explosive, which you know, firearms and stuff, and drugs. But yeah,
you know,
they have like 26 dogs now, something like that.
You know, every one of these crazies. I don't want to bring you all down, but every one of these crazy shootings where somebody goes out and they think they have weapons to kill people, the one I think, well, there were two. There were two that affected me the most. The one in Las Vegas where that dude, they got filmed bringing up duffel bags of fucking guns.
That was a Live Nation event too. A couple years ago, they turned away a guy, and he said he was going to a gun show. But this kid showed up, and he had like a trailer full of weapons. That's all he had was weapons and a lawn chair. Who comes to camping with no camping gear and just a bunch of weapons? Yeah.
Oh no, that's.
I don't think so. Yeah.
I mean, that dude set up the he barricaded.
Why would they let that dude in if he only had a chair?
They didn't. Yeah, we didn't let him in. That's the thing. We didn't let him in. And we alerted the police to him, too. But apparently he was on his way to a gun show or something. I don't know the details of it all. But the concert that has, like, where people will try to bring in the most weapons is a Watershed. Bunch of country, you know.
So wait, the guy who had all those guns, was he the shooter?
No.
They stopped him.
After it all goes to rest, I'll let you know.
Here's the thing: you're not going to stop a rogue person from shooting up a fucking public.
Yeah, you're not. He wasn't shooting the crowd. I can't talk about it. Damn it.
I'm doing wonderful.
It was an isolated incident. You said he was on mushrooms. Okay. If you're on mushrooms and you think the world's going to end, are you going to know to go back to your truck and get your weapon out of a lockbox? And his truck wasn't even on the premises.
Whenever I did mushrooms, I was a happy kind. I wasn't like...
I know, exactly. But the guy that did it said he was on mushrooms. But
probably on fucking coming off a cracked engine and alcohol fucking.
No, he wasn't.
Bunch of shit.
He wasn't.
He's a fucking loser.
He was military. And he was military too.
Yeah, that's lot of military are fucked up. They don't get the help they need after they leave the service.
Hello, Shelby.
Welcome to the Russell Show.
Welcome to Russia. I'm hosted by Ellie Dolphin, you know.
Love that shit.
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing?
But
yeah,
most people. They're after the incident. You know, we had most people were okay with the wait because it's like, check it out, we're going as fast as they can, but we're the extra security and everything is for you guys' safety.
So why did they get drug sniffing dogs if it was a gun incident?
Well, we had the dogs before that because let's see,
A bomb sniffing dog or whatever, a drug sniffing dog, they're different dogs. They don't sniff for like one dog.
We had their both. They have both.
So every car has to get searched by two dogs, at least.
They probably just won't buy
I don't
that
know
car.
How they do it. I'm not
probably
that
just
car.
Won't buy that
Maybe
car.
One dog is
that, there's no way that's going to last. There's no way.
Maybe one dog is
buying
it.
No, it
pretty,
lasted all
they
last
do it
year.
They pretty fluid at the border. You know what I mean?
They just have
a dog that's walking on each side of the car.
We've had the drug dogs here for a couple of years. And
saying now every car has to get sniffed. Like it used to be whatever the dogs, like, you know, either they had.
Yeah, they would just do a walk by, like RVs and stuff.
So
they just walk by.
Every car has to get sniffed out by two separate dogs, one bomb, one drug. That Live Nation venue is going to start losing business. They're going to get rid of that shit. No. It's going to last probably half a season. There's no way.
It lasted all last season.
They weren't sniffing off door both.
They were. Yeah, they were.
Two dogs per car.
Yep.
Going through everybody's shit.
They're not, you know, ransacking it. If the dog doesn't alert, because I tell you what, the dog, once you open up the car door.
So someone has a little bit of weed on them, the dog's going to alert they're going to, you know what I'm saying? Then they have to search everything.
Yeah. They ask people who have time. And they don't always get everything. You know, they're not going to get everything. But the weed stuff, I think that they're, you know, pretty much, you know,
Like the more intimidation, so people are just more like, just to kind of stop people from bringing it, kind of more deterrent than an actual them sniffing out shit. Because when I used to go to clubs in the city, when they started, when that ecstasy shit started getting, the rumors were going around that people were fainting in the clubs and getting taken out in the alleyways, like the die out of it. The bouncers got a little bit more strict with the shit, and that's when we had, you know, two other ways of getting either drugs in our body or in the club, and that's when I kind of stopped going because it wasn't worth it anymore.
Yeah,
it wasn't fun.
Well, those dogs, they've gotten one guy came in carrying 2 pounds of meth, had a whole bunch of fentanyl pills and stuff. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Dealers are going to deal. Users are going to use. But for their casual fan of whatever bands are there. If they can't have a little bit of fucking dope, which I mean weed, or a little bit of fucking this or that, that's going to stop people from going. They'll just find that band somewhere else.
I tell you what, I don't think they really fuck around with the weed and stuff. They're like,
if the drug sniffing dog sniffs out some marijuana that's going to alert the officer, then they're going to search that person's vehicle. That's when it gets escalates into finding other things. Yeah, that's the problem.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm not. Okay, I don't even. But I'm not part.
No, I'm not saying. Personally, if I were a concert goer, I would avoid that one venue if that's this protocol now. I wouldn't even.
Yeah, but it's like everyone that comes to the venue, they know. They know. But and it's you're here all weekend. Most people, they're like, thank you for trying to make us safe. We have.
What about the states that it's legal? What about states that the marijuana is legal, Chef?
It's legal in her state, but they're not letting it into the venue.
Because it's private. It's considered private property, I guess.
Like, what I'm saying is, legal in the state doesn't mean that the businesses have to let it into the establishment.
The people that come here, I mean, because we've had the dogs for more than a minute, they're kind of appreciative, you know? We do have, like, for the bigger, you know, we have EMTs. We have a helicopter that is a medical helicopter that is right there.
I think you got it. They got to have all that stuff. They got to have a menu back. They got to have.
They have like this trailer that's like an emergency room. Dude, they can do operations in that thing.
Yeah,
and
it's like
two doctors on call all the time.
What they should do is just have to get out of the car. Just let them walk through a metal detector. Solves the problem for the guns.
Yeah, they have to do that when down at the venue part.
Right. So, if the shooting happened inside the venue, how did the guy get in?
It didn't happen inside the venue. It happened in camping.
Happened what?
In camping.
He shot up a campground?
Go look it up. Seriously. Put Gore shooting in it. Cut his eye up. Two died, and I think his girlfriend got injured, and another guy got injured, and one of our employees got injured.
Jesus Christ, man.
Dude, it happened like right by my house. This is really weird, okay? Timmy Trumpet was playing that night, and I was dressed in my costume. Jake was in his costume. My nephew was on his way to come pick me up, okay, to go down to the venue. All of a sudden, I got mad, and I could not go. I was like, no, I can't go. Something told me to keep Ross at home. Suck his dick, do whatever we have to do, Stephanie. Just make that man stay at home.
Put him to bed early.
And if you showed up, I'm like, no, I'm not going. He's like, what do you mean you're not going? I'm like, I'm not going. I start taking off my costume and everything. And I love Timmy Trumpet.
I'm listening, crazy. I'm listening. I have to mute, but I'm listening. I said
we just lay down to watch a movie, and then we heard the shots. It kind of sounded. I told Russ, "Hey, Russ, that was gunfire." He goes, "No, that wasn't. That was fireworks." I'm like, "No, that was gunfire." And then, like, I don't know how long went by, and then we heard more shot, and then I was like, "No, that's the." And then we saw, yeah. Then we figured out what was going on. But he, yeah, he killed. He's sitting down in the county jail right now. The police department did an awesome job. They neutralized that motherfucker quick, like. But yeah. And the two girls that died were actually a couple. But yeah, it wasn't, you know, he wasn't out making a pick. It was him and his girlfriend got in an argument probably. And, I believe that he was kicked out beforehand for all of this. And he rode back to where his truck was in George and came back with friends. And he was like, because they already gone through everything they had and they had the little sticker pass on, they didn't have to go through the thing again. So no one, you know, he got in and fucking caused panic, you know, fucking turned a bad situation into a freaking insane one. But if I had not kept Ross at home that night, check it out. He would have been up there. He goes, because Ross and fireworks, he's just insane about it because it could cause fires. He would have been the one that went up and responded to that call, to the fireworks, what they thought were fireworks. And that, you know, yeah. You know, I'm thankful that, you know, I kept him home.
You thankful you sucked your husband's dick and put him to bed early that night?
Yep.
Atta girl.
Because my spidey sense said, nope, gotta keep her here.
That's why, like, that's the why, I mean, the thing about the active shootings, like, it's the mass shootings.
It wasn't a mass shooting.
Well, no, I know.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is active shooters have always been happening since way before our time.
Yeah.
But the mass shootings are the ones that got all the attention.
Yeah.
Especially since Columbine and Virginia Tech and mm-hmm. Texas and Colorado, like all these fucking, like that's the issue. And the, what I think happens is they get all this media attention, rightfully so, for the victims, right? Like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got these other unstable people, and they see the fucking the copycat mentality with serial mm-hmm. killers. It's kind of the same thing. So you got somebody who's fucking unstable. Like, the last one that I remember, the last big shooting, it wasn't really that many people. I think it was like 16 people, which got hurt, I think, total. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many died. But it was that guy up in Maine. And there were so many fucking red flags in that guy's recent past where there's no reason why he should have been allowed to still bear arms. Like, once you start, like, you have, everybody should have the right to bear arms. But once you start fucking, you know, having breakdowns and you get committed into psych wards and you're unstable, you lose those. You should lose those rights. Like, you know what I mean? Then you gotta, if you want them back, you gotta prove yourself back. And that's the problem. Yeah. With the laws, I think everybody should be able to own a gun if they want to.
Who's against those?
I think they gotta have a little bit more of a like an intermediary review if something happens with somebody. Like, especially with hospital shit, because that's all record. It's all medical records. Mm-hmm. So there's some way to act. I mean, then the issue of, you know, it's illegal to access someone's medical records and this and that. Like, so as a gun owner, you have to sign over your rights to have somebody review your medical records. So fucking be it. Gun owners are doing it in a heartbeat because they ain't hiding nothing. You know, if you have any type of fucking police interaction or any type of fucking hospitalization for mental health, you got to get reviewed. I think this should be an automatic review, probationary period, yada, yada, and then go from there.
Yeah,
I don't know how to do it. I don't know much about gun laws, but There's got to be something that's got to be done. Because it sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It does.
And it's given gun owners a bad fucking, like a bad look.
Yeah.
But it's not even them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's fucked up. And I wouldn't doubt it if half these fucking shootings are set up by the anti-gun people anyway. Just to make it look worse than it really is. I wouldn't fucking doubt it. Well, like, let's say I was a anti-gun like person that goes and protests gun rights and all that. Let's say I was one of those fucking those people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just fucking whacked out of my mind because, you know, you take a group of 100 people, you're gonna have at least one person that's just fucked up.
Yeah.
In that group, how hard is it to manipulate that one person to do something stupid, and just for the cause? Shit, that shit's been going on for fucking centuries.
Hell, look at Montana, the militia there. Hello.
Montana?
Dude, Shep, they've been hunting for deer and elk for
the fuck happened in Montana?
And it's a single shot.
You didn't know that? There's a lot of anti-government militia people that live in Montana. In northern Idaho and all that.
Montana, you might as well be in fucking Zimbabwe, man. There's nothing out there.
Well, true, but
it's all caught up by the billionaires. They all own it.
All the ranches and shit? All the land?
Well, yeah, and that part. Yeah. The people can't even afford to live there anymore.
Really?
People can't afford to live anywhere, William. If truth be told about it.
I mean, I don't know.
And they wonder where their servants and their waitresses and cooks are going to come from.
Well, they're going to have to start doing what they used to do back in the day and having them live on their quarters in their homes.
It's got to be like indentured servants. Correct, yeah. I think.
I mean, if the AI robotic technology doesn't fucking pick up pace, that's what's going to happen. Fuck it.
Hey, Yancy.
It's not really. Listen, if you're already in the hospitality, what's so bad about it? You know what I mean? Like, we're in a different day and age where people can't control people the way they used to because of the laws. So you're just working for an employer, but the employer can't force you to stay if you want to go somewhere, like if you're not working. I mean, maybe they can, the billionaires. I don't know. But if I was a fucking multimillionaire, billionaire, I don't give a fuck. Just get my shit done. Whatever the fuck I want.
This is true.
Half those people don't even live in those homes. They just own the homes.
Hey, dude. Hey, Chuck, dude.
Yeah, what up, bro?
You know what movie I watched yesterday? And it's a little bit similar. Called Trading Places.
Is that the one where they switch lives or something?
Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, I think that was a good movie.
Refresh your memory a little bit. What happens in the supply?
Eddie Murphy's a street hustler. And Dan Aykroyd's a blue ribbon, you know, collegiate sort of Wall Street dude. And his boss, they make a bet that they could trade places and that Eddie would do just as good.
I don't know if I've ever fucking seen that movie.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah, I like those two actors, especially back in their prime. Was it in the 80s?
83. I think I saw it yesterday, 83.
Yeah, dude, that sounds like a good movie.
Crazy.
I feel like I might have seen it, but I just can't. I don't recall it, though.
Willie, so if you are dying and you've got one choice to see your last movie, what is that?
What would the movie be?
Yeah. Before you want to die. What would you pick?
I could make a whole list, but you know what one I'd go for?
Uh-huh.
National Treasure with Nick Cage.
Pardon me?
National Treasure with Nicolas Cage.
a national treasure. So how about other guys? I mean, if you are going to die and you've got just only one choice, one movie to watch before you die, what would you pick up?
Another movie?
My Fair Lady. The Godfather. My Fair
Lady. I'd watch Braveheart.
Lady. Braveheart. Back to the Future. That's my comfort movie.
My Fair Lady.
Yeah.
The ring in Spain stays now.
Is that Eric saying My Fair Lady?
No, that's Stephanie, or Crazy Lady.
I thought that was freaking Eric with My Fair Lady.
No, it's not Eric.
No,
how about that's... the last song?
What? The rain in Spain lies mainly
in the plane. It's the start of the song, one of their songs.
Paul,
I don't know why we all know that song.
Because it was a famous song. The rain in Spain stays mainly on the plain.
Hey,
I don't know that song.
Don't worry about it.
I've never seen My Fair Lady.
I've never heard that song played once over any speaker system I've ever walked
through. It's from a musical.
You're crazy, Nod.
The rain in Spain is what?
Is it? It's okay. It's from the movie My Fair Lady. Yeah, because she's Eliza Doolittle. She's one of the
movie about this rich dude that takes on a servant, and he trains her and wants to educate her to be an elite. And he starts teaching
how to speak. He's a linguist.
The only my, my fair lady properly. I know is London Bridge is falling down. My Fair Lady.
No, if there's a movie, it's actually a good musical movie. It's got Audrey Hepburn in it. Yeah, it's got Audrey Hepburn in it, and it's called My Fair Lady. And in one of it, when she finally learns how to speak English, it is because he's running her through this exercise. The rain in Spain stays mainly on the plain. And
the rain?
You're going to lose the your rain.
Hello, Miss Ray.
It's your accent.
Welcome to Russia.
And then, there, it's a good movie. It's a good movie.
Rain in the Spain? Okay.
The rain
let me look it up.
Long now I'm not finding the song.
The movie's My Fair Lady. I've never seen that movie. I like Audrey Hepburn, though.
Crazy. Have you ever been to Broadway?
No, but that is on my bucket list to see a Broadway show, like on Broadway.
Yeah, I would definitely. That's something you got to do. If you ever over here, you got to go to Broadway. That's different than a musical, though. Like a musical, like movie, is different than an actual Broadway show.
You want to hear a crazy story, crazy?
What?
I was in the fourth grade with Mrs. Neufeld, right? Miss Neufeld. She wasn't married. And she made class trips to Broadway, right? And she brought us to one, Fiddler on the Roof with Zero Mostel, two, 1776.
Tradition.
Crazy Lady, where have you gone?
Yes.
Huh? Yeah, you said that, okay, the rain in Spain
stays mainly on the plain.
Because the plain is flat, Allie.
And what was another one at the, speaking, Hartford Heritage. Anyways, there's this one.
What's up, Mr. Ray? How you doing?
It's a good movie. Hey, William, have you ever seen that movie Wizards? It's a cartoon movie. It came out in the 70s. Wizards.
I don't think so.
You got to watch it.
Does it reference something sort of ancient?
It's an animated movie. I'll have to bring everything. It's like 1977.
Oh.
Yeah, 1977.
After the death of his mother, the evil mutant wizard Black Wolf discovers some long lost military technologies. Full of ego and ambition, Black Wolf claims his mother's throne, assembles an army, and sets out to brainwash and conquer Earth. Meanwhile, Black Wolf's gentle twin brother, the bearded and sage Avatar, calls upon his own magical abilities to foil Black Wolf's plans for world domination, even if it means destroying his own flesh and blood. It's a good movie.
Mm-hmm. And you know, back in 1970, that was real animation. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's the art was kind of like heavy metal style, the heavy metal artwork.
Isn't it crazy that some of the original Disney sort of films where every frame was individually drawn? They were called cells, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it.
Film, it's just crazy. I mean, it's daunting to think about that. Mm-hmm. You know, that it.
Oh, traditional animation. Yeah, really.
And actually, they're very collectible, those old those cells.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, guys, have you watched the series of Act?
Act? No, I don't even know.
Yeah. Oh wow. Just super exciting. You know, I just really like to, keep watching it, like budging. But it's about a mother who's intentionally paralyzed, her daughter, to keep her in the house.
Oh, it's one of those, when a mother does that disease, it's like, it's called some German disease, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's based on true story.
Oh,
that's
no.
It's about that chick with
the wheelchair and stuff. It's syndrome.
Yeah.
Where the mother keeps the child.
It's a mini, it's a mini series. Mm. So I just, I highly recommend you guys to watch it.
Is it the mini series about a girl who got put in a wheelchair and she started dating a dude? She started dating the dude and then they killed the mom and then she went to jail and just got out.
Yeah.
And she just recently got out of prison.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah, there is also a movie and also a series. Right now I'm just watching the series. It's fascinating.
Yeah, Rose Blanchard. Yeah.
Well, not to be a spoiler alert, but you remember in Sixth Sense when the kid catches up with that young girl at a funeral and he starts telling her that your mother's doing this, Oh, it's Munchausen syndrome, right, Crazy? I think that's it.
Yep. Yeah.
The mother wants the pity and the attention from the mourner.
Sick child being sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I also watched Speak No Evil. Have you watched that, guys?
No. I haven't seen that one yet.
Speak No Evil. Oh, yeah. It's kind of like horror movie, but based on a true story either. Speak No Evil. And yeah, I really love it, actually. Yeah.
Did you like that series? I think it was on AMC. It was called Horror Story, or it was called something.
American Horror Story?
What?
American Horror Story?
Yeah, I think that was it. That was very
fun. I haven't watched any of those.
What is about American Diet, guys? Have you watched that? What's that show about? American Diet.
American Dead?
I don't know.
The cartoon?
Yeah, it's a show, popular show. I'm not quite sure, but it's catching up everywhere. Have you watched American Diet?
American what?
Dad.
American Dad.
American Dad, like D-I.
Dad.
Dad. D-A-D. Dad, right?
Father. Oh, American Dad.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a spinoff of
The Simpsons thing.
No, no, the other
same,
one.
It's made by the same guy that does Family Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched Black Mirror, Yancy. And which version have you watched? The interactive one? Or the casual one? Because, you know, like the interactive version is kind of like unavailable here. You know what I mean? The normal one. Have you heard, guys, have you ever watched a series that was interactive?
No. Would you change the ending?
Yeah, yeah. You can choose, you know, how it's going to end. And Black Mirror is one of those series. You can, you know, choose, like, so many different ending for the series.
No.
But here in Iran, it's not available because you got to be connected to the internet, you know, like, and you have to buy an account.
Mm-hmm. On Prime, I'm watching a series called American Rust right now. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's a little dark. I mean, the people in it, I mean, they're you know, it takes place in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, yeah. It's just some place that White House is located, right? Pennsylvania?
The White House. The White House is in its own district called the District of Columbia.
Oh, okay.
Washington, D.C.
Virginia and Maryland.
So have any of you been to the White House?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, has any of you like been to White House to meet there, the people or, you know, like the place? No?
I haven't, no.
I've never been to the White House.
My mother used when her parents came over and stuff, she kind of grew up in her teenage years and stuff in Washington, D.C. Her dad used to do Jacqueline Kennedy's hair when she was a senator's wife.
Really?
Became president. Yep.
My grandfather pulled over for driving a commercial truck in front of the White House. Not allowed to do that.
If I chose crazy, I could go to Ellis Island.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not allowed to visit White House, guys, as an American citizen?
You can go tour it, Ellie.
It's illegal?
No, you can tour it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have to do like a toured appointment. You can't just walk in and get in like that.
Uh-huh. And what's the circumstances for visiting White House as in, you know, like American citizen?
You just sign up for one of the tours. And you just sign up for a tour. They have tours that happen like 3 or 4 times a day. They have touring companies that do
it. They escort you and they show you around and they show you all the rooms. You know?
Wow, that's cool. You haven't got such an, you know, like, alternatives you know?
Very rarely will you ever see the president, like, greet you.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not gonna... Yeah, of course, nobody wants to see Biden.
Why not?
That's true.
Why not? I'd hang out with Uncle Joe.
I'd trip him.
How about
What's
George
wrong?
Bush?
And the dude's all right. The dude's all right. He's doing no wrong. He's doing the work.
Sounds like you hitting that crack pipe with him.
So, have you ever seen any famous people or celebrities by the chance? Any of you in the U.S.?
Have we ever seen celebrities?
Any famous people, like celebrities? Yeah, maybe a politician. No. Yeah,
a lot of Hollywood celebrities.
Oh, Shep will enjoy this one. When I lived on Long Island in Garden City, freaking Joe Namath moved into a house, right? He was a famous football player for the New York Jets. And me and my friends, we occasionally used to go over and see what Joe was doing. Ah, Shep didn't hear that one.
Yeah. One of my friends, she's Iranian. I mean, yeah. Like, she used to work in a restaurant, and she said that once Taylor Swift gave him like $1,000 as a tip.
$1,000?
Yeah.
My dad was bodyguard to the chick that played in Morgan Exposure.
I gave $100. Hey, Ellie, I gave $100 tip after I picked up my Super Bowl winnings a couple years ago.
How much did you win?
Huh?
How much did you win?
What did I
win? How much did you win?
Oh, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. I was feeling fat, crazy, you know?
Nice.
And I told that barkeeper, she was a gal, and I said, hey, this one's for you.
Mm-hmm.
It felt That's good. Cool. It actually felt good, you know? You know?
Yeah.
I never done that before.
So, is gambling illegal there in the U.S.?
Are you crazy? No, I'm going to start calling you crazy, Lady Ellie. Is gambling illegal? No way.
Really?
This isn't in Nevada. It's legal.
It's legal here because I'm just asking you because it's legal here in our country.
It's become an online phenomenon. There's a whole, oh my goodness, so many more people are betting.
I don't bet.
You know, it used to be how to know somebody to have a bet, but not anymore.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that whole gambling thing, you know, that says, I guess, deep of it, some other things, you know?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fun to do
it. If I go to the casino, I spend like maybe $20.
Yes, it's fun to have an occasional hack at, you know, but, you know, or play with some friends with for some poker money or something. That's fun, you know, but when you're betting your
mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Evergreen.
Your kid's life savings. Your kid's got all the tuition.
Hey, Mr. Evergreen, how you doing today, bro?
Half the time, the casino machines don't even work. They start malfunctioning and shit, so.
Well, here's an example, Crazy. The Kentucky Derby's coming up, and me and my family will all, and there won't even be any money bet on it, but we'll all pick a horse. Yeah,
gentlemen's bets.
Yeah, we'll all just pick a horse and, you know, or pick a, you know, a situation with the race, you know. We like the races, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just hanging around, Mr. B. How you doing today?
You know what?
My grandfather used to take me to the dog track down in Miami when we come home on leave and stuff. I still like to go there. he'd always put a, he always let me pick a dog out and we'd bet on it.
Those whippets are fast.
And he'd say, don't tell your grandmother we went betting at the work, at the dog trap or at the horse trap.
My old man, you
see, we did one Hialeah game. That's a weird game.
We used to go to the races too over the old man.
Well, I'm still tired. Oh,
I think that's what it's called. Isn't it called Hialeah? Isn't there a game called Hialeah?
Hialeah.
Is it that's what it's called? Hialeah.
It's actually from the Basque region of Spain.
Oh, okay.
And it's like a very advanced paddle ball. Where
yeah, so kind of, I've only been to one game.
They're in like a enclosure, and they're throwing this ball hundreds of, you know, the ball is traveling fast. And they're like catching it in these rattan baskets. And they catch it and whip it, you know? Oh, Hialeah is crazy. It's a Spanish game. Cuban, too.
Yeah.
Later, Ellie. See you later.
Later, Ellie. Sleep well.
Ciao, Ellie.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm almost done with my
It used to be called, where they played, is called a fronton. It's called a Hialeah fronton. Sorry, too much information.
So how are your children doing, William?
Well, no emergencies to speak about.
Well, that's good. I'm
comfortably ensconced in my kitchen, standing over my phone, talking to you.
That's good. And
my phone is charging as we talk.
I probably should charge mine. I'm folding socks.
Might have to go out to the mailbox. They're crazy. I think that might be a check for me. You know what I mean?
Cool.
That'd be nice.
Where'd you get a check from?
Well, okay.
Okay, what?
I need some information, and you don't have to disclose it, crazy, but how old are you?
51.
Okay. This is cheap issue. You're not even close. Okay. I've been watching and reading about the future of Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
And all estimates say that by like 2030 or 2032, all checks will be reduced by 25% because of a shortfall.
Yeah,
So you know what I did?
What? You invested.
No. Oh. I said, screw it. I'll take the 10 years of checks.
Mm-hmm.
Till then, you motherfuckers make up, you know, if you want to wait to 70, you wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a Social Security check. Can you believe it?
Yeah, you because you just had a birthday, didn't you? That's right.
Yeah.
My husband just turned 62.
It's not too bad. Even with my early sort of acceptance of it, it's all right. I don't mind it.
Right?
What the hell? No, but even 52, there are age cutoffs. You might not even be eligible at 65.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right. You might have to, you might be eligible only at 70. Because the younger they are, younger the people are, they're gonna push up the age, you know, progressively to a higher age. Because, you know, they think they're gonna live longer, you know.
So people have been living longer though.
Yeah.
I think that there'll probably be no money when I get old.
There'd be what?
I don't think there's going to be any Social Security when I, by the time I get there.
No, no. All estimates are that they'll have to either reduce it significantly. They'll reduce it significantly, you know, like a, you know, they'll they'll start with 20 or what. But that's in 2030. That's almost, well, not even 10 years away. That's 8 years away.
Yeah, 6 years away, 2030.
Mm-hmm. What time is it?
Ooh. But you know what, crazy?
Almost daddy's lunchtime.
But you know what, crazy?
What?
I also have my, oh, I'm not bragging. I swear to God, I'm not.
Yes, he is.
That's yeah, sure, you're not.
Sorry, William. Go ahead, brag a little bit, man.
No, I'm not.
Okay, but what?
I also have my 36-year pension from the FAA.
Oh. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, crazy? I did do a good job.
Paid off.
I said, fuck that. Fuck it.
Wait a
minute.
You paid your debt to society, man. You did good.
Yep. All that hard work paid off.
Hey,
okay,
hey.
What the heck?
How you doing, James? Good to see you, man.
Hey, Paul G. You listening?
What's the phone pop up?
Paul G, you listening?
Yeah, he's there. Yeah, he can.
Let's talk Indian movies, Paul G, dude.
No. Shelby's favorite Indian movie is Geronimo.
It is not.
Anybody want to take any bets? I put what? The garbage right in front of the screen door. You have to like move it to get into the house, right?
Okay.
How many bet that Ross will take it to the garbage bin or move it aside and just walk in the house?
Move it. He'll move it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what my vote is too.
Jesus Christ, I can barely get my two kids to get the big buckets out to the curb on Thursday morning.
One more.
Okay, favorite Indian movies? I'll put them out there. I'm not going John Wayne or all those westerns and stuff. I'm going, Paul, I'm trying to be respectful, okay? I'm going Dances with Wolves.
Yeah.
And The Last of the Dogmen.
Last of the Dogmen was a good one, but I like Wayne Talkers better.
Last of the Dogmen is a very called horse movie. It's a very unsung movie. It's fantastic.
It's good, but I like the man, A Man Called Horse better.
Richard Harris, Man Called Horse. Mm-hmm. That's a little campy.
Hey, stop. Let me see that.
If you were, in my opinion, if you were a fan of Dancing with Wolves, at the end, when the tribe, you know, they escape up into the mountains and Kevin Costner and the and his girlfriend, like, sort of go a different way to leave him away.
And his woman.
The Last of the Dog Men is part two. What happens after Dancing with Wolves? I don't know if Paul will agree with me, but that's my opinion.
The Western
I like the Last Dogman, but I like Wind Talkers better.
I'm missing that title, Paul?
Wind Talkers.
Oh, Wind Talker about the Marines. Yeah. About the Marines that had the radio talk during World War II. They were Navajo.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a very good movie. It's a very good movie.
Good. What was that? Somebody was shooting a gun or something.
Hey, Plant. Hey, Jafar. The Jafar Plant. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, Matthew, how you doing, man? Hey. Do not be making messes. Peel that out. Hey, go peel that. And eat it. Stop playing with it.
Jafar. I like that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, my husband's going to be home in 5 minutes for lunch, so I got to whip something up for him.
Well. Good luck.
When are you going to let us know about the garbage?
Okay, oh, I will.
On the next episode.
I will.
Hang on until he gets home. See what he does.
No, that's just way too crazy.
She's gone.
Yeah. I'm about to head out and make some lunch myself. Feed this kid.
Yeah, I'm fixing to do the same. I'm kind of hungry myself.
Now, Shelby, you're the big, like, herbal root person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like that herbal root dude, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be on Discord in a little bit, playing some Rocket League. Captain said he's going to get on, so I will be over there. So
what?
If y'all want to jump
001, you closing down or something?
Yeah, I'm about to head out. Go feed the kid and everything. Do dad stuff.
I'm doing schoolwork. Trying to get my daggum business email in, and it's not wanting to work, and it's starting to piss me off.
Yeah, straight up.
All right, I'll talk to y'all later.
Yeah. All right, I'll see everybody soon. Y'all have a good one, and hope y'all have a great afternoon. Later, my friends.